More business news now with Brian Finn.
Gavin, thank you. The food and agribusiness group Origin has reported first quarter revenues of 318 million euro. That's up 3.5% on the same time last year, driven mainly by favourable currency movements and merger and acquisition activity. According to a study from PwC and the World Bank this morning, Ireland has the most efficient corporate tax regime in Europe with the least red tape, and our effective rate comes in pretty much bang on target with our advertised rate at 12.4%. This coincides with news that the common consolidated corporate tax base has come back onto the political agenda in Europe. Brian Keegan, Director of Taxation at Chartered Accountants Ireland, joins us now. And Brian, this CCCTB idea, it first came on the agenda about 10 years ago. Could you remind us of what's involved here?
It's actually even longer ago than that. I think it dates back to 2000. The notion is that if you had a company which was operating in a group across a number of EU member states, that all of the companies in the group would use the same set of rules to calculate their tax, and then the profits would be apportioned across a number of EU member states. The notion was that a group of companies within the EU context would be regarded as an overall European group, and that EU member states would share out revenues as a consequence. It was always regarded with some level of scepticism, and particularly by Ireland, because, you know, we rely very heavily on our corporation tax policy for driving inward investment. But not only that, we actually collect an awful lot of corporation tax from our companies. I mean, countries like Germany and France and Italy don't collect nearly as much corporation tax as we do pro rata. So we were always a little bit sceptical about this proposal, but we weren't the only ones. That's why it's nearly 14 years old and it's never really got anywhere.
But the important thing about this is we keep our headline rate. Is that right? So basically it's a common formula across the EU, and you key in your own rate to calculate what taxes are paid.
That's the notion. Effectively, what it is a replacement of existing corporation tax regimes, one single way of calculating the profits. And then the profits are allocated out between different countries by reference to markets, by reference to employment, and by reference to investment. Now, that would work very, very well for countries with big markets. For countries with small indigenous markets like ourselves, it doesn't work quite as well. And that has been the stumbling point, because if you enter into any kind of system which is about redistributing tax and profits across the European Union, there's going to be winners and there's going to be losers.
As you say, it favours the bigger economies, the bigger countries. So can we therefore take it that it is going to be introduced? And what kind of timescale are we looking at?
I don't think we can take it as going to be introduced at all. I mean, it is a proposal which has actually got to directive stage, or draft directive stage, which is about as far as the Commission can actually bring it. It has stalled at directive stage because of concerns. I suppose the question we really have to ask is what's motivating the Commission to reignite it at this point? I mean, it would seem to be quite out of touch with the will of the member states if a proposal which is this old and hasn't got anywhere so far has been reinvigorated, and you'd have to ask why.
What's the UK's position on this? They're generally against any plans for common tax initiatives across the EU. So what are they saying on this?
One of the commentators at the weekend said that this was a proposal, you know, where no country was shouting stop. I think what we actually have to look at is which countries are shouting go. Now, countries by and large have been, you know, very quiet about whether or not they're in favour of this proposal. But in terms of winners and losers, ironically, the UK, according to some of the economic studies, would be a winner if there was a common consolidated corporate tax base. They would receive more corporation tax. But big economies like Germany would lose out. And as long as that tension is there, it's hard to see individual finance ministers across the EU contemplating or ever agreeing to something which could cost them tax revenue. So that goes back to my point. Why is the European Commission raising this yet again?
Brian Keegan of Chartered Accountants Ireland, thank you very much indeed. Currencies finally, and the euro is trading at $1.24 and around 79 pence sterling.